This is Golf with Jay Delsing. A two-time college All-American at UCLA. A participant in nearly 700 PGA Tour events. Seven professional wins to his credit. Over 30 years of professional golf experience. A member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with you. And before we even start, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Pearlie, Merry Christmas to you, Sally, the kids, Kelly, Rob, the grandkids, everybody.
Same to all of your group as well, Jay. And it's feeling like Christmas because it is chilly and it's going to be a cold couple days in front of us.
Yeah, man, I'll say. Well, we formatted the show like Around the Golf. This is the first segment called the On the Range segment, brought to you by the Gateway section of the PGA. And folks at the Gateway section, Allie Wells, they just had their awards ceremony a couple weeks ago. We appreciate the hell out of the support that we get from you guys. We so want to give a huge shout out to our buddy Nathan Carnes. He's the head golf professional director of golf out of Wing Haven Country Club. He was nominated to the national office as the national PGA secretary. Nathan, congratulations. And what that means, folks, for you that aren't involved too closely with this, is that Nathan will be the 44th president of the PGA of America in a couple years. So it's a big deal. It's the first time that's ever happened to anyone from the Gateway section. And gosh, we couldn't be happier or couldn't be more proud of him.
That's fantastic for a local boy to get that all done, Jay. And as you know, I had a tour through the PGA, new PGA headquarters in Frisco, Texas, outside of Dallas this last week. And what a facility he's moving into. This place is absolutely unbelievable. And it is a shrine to the PGA professional. It is absolutely a bucket list type of place.
Yeah, you know, so when the PGA of America got Seth Waugh as their new CEO, it's probably been 3 years ago or so. Seth is a buddy and an acquaintance through the PGA Tour. He used to run Deutsche Bank, and they were a huge supporter. They ran the they sponsored the Boston event in the playoffs, and even before we had the playoffs going on with the FedEx Cup. And so, yeah, that was a huge get for the PGA of America. And they moved he almost immediately, John, moved the headquarters from the West Palm Beach, Florida area over to that Frisco, Texas campus. And from all accounts, and in your eyewitness account, seeing it in person, it's spectacular.
Well, I'd never seen the one in Florida, although I know it was professional and it was nice, but I think it was more traditional, regular corporate facility. This is just unbelievable. And they've got 36 holes in their backyard with unbelievable practice facilities, et cetera. And on the campus is also the North Texas section's new home as well. So they have really, really done it up, and they're working hard at kind of getting tied into the community. I can't remember, and I should, but the number of tournaments they're going to have there, Jay, in the next several years, it's loaded up with events, and I mean big-time events. It's impressive.
Yeah, it's absolutely super to see the PGA of America take that next step forward and leading and doing the things that they're doing. I know there's some really fun programs, this co-op program that they're establishing and things like that, John. Will really, really be super cool. All right, so, Pearl, let's jump into the PNC. It was played last Sunday. And, gosh, I got to tell you, it's just and while at the time that we're recording, we do not know the results of that, unfortunately. But I got to tell you, we did see Charlie Woods playing, and he's rolled his ankle. And, gosh, his short game sure looks good, John. But, man, it's unfortunate we're not getting to see him hit a lot of great long shots.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how much he's grown, too. And I appreciate what Tiger says when he talks about him. You know, he has a very different physique than Tiger, you know, and it kind of looks that way just coming down the pike for the future. But it's still funny to watch those two. And when they show side-by-side replays of their swing and their mannerisms, it's eerie. I mean, it's absolutely eerie. And I bet they haven't practiced it, but it's just kind of happened by them, how much golf they play together and things that they do. It's so much fun to watch. And I really enjoy the events. It's fun to watch the father sons. There's a lot of strong teams out there. Obviously the focus is on Tiger and his son.
You know, John, when he talks about that, I heard him mention that, the physique thing, but I'm just not exactly sure. I mean, when Tiger came out on tour, he was spindly. You know, he was a stream bean. I don't know what he's seeing in Charlie that he can tell that already.
Well, you know, it's different. Obviously, your son isn't always going to have the same physique as you are. Plus, my guess is Charlie's been started from, it looks like anyway, working out, lifting, a whole different level of, you know, back in the day when Tiger started, we weren't supposed to lift weights. Don't forget that. So that's
it. Hey, John, I can't forget it. I look in the mirror every day. And even though I've unscrewed the light bulbs in my bathroom because I can't stand looking at this thing anymore, I can remember. There's not been a whole lot of weights. Well,
And not that you and I would have done it anyway, but I can remember in college, the couple guys that were lifting got in trouble.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Really, really pushed back and said, this isn't the way to do it. But anyway, you know, we'll see. We'll see. It's whatever. It's fun. It's fun to watch now, and it's unfortunate that they're both injured. But, I mean, that's also golf. And so they were still in contention after one round when they're both hopping all over the place. So unbelievable. I'll tell you what was unbelievable to me. Again, is just watch how good Justin Thomas is. This guy is, he's obviously vying for that position, and we could see some serious golf this year if this is any indication at all.
No, I absolutely I agree with you. And I have been almost kind of poised, John, for JT to take that next step. And, you know, we know he's already won a major, but he I think he's won 13 events so far in his career, but I expect him to win more, and I hope he wins more. I hope he wins more. And, that's kind of cool. I was remiss in saying, first of all, thanks to Daugherty Business Solutions for being the title sponsor of the show. And also, John, we got an interview with our good buddy Stan Utley this week. So really fun interview. And Stan is getting a lot of attention right now, and he has for quite a while, but he's getting a lot of attention because he supposedly has fixed Charles Barkley, the unfixable.
Fix Charles Barkley what?
Well, his golf swing. I mean, his golf swing. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Yeah. Let's clarify.
You're clarifying for everybody what he was actually going out to fix. No, what a character Barkley is. He's so much fun to watch in any and everything he does, his commercials, plays basketball, the whole thing. And yeah, I haven't seen the finished product. Have you?
Oh, I have. It's much, much better. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Charles Barkley is a sweetheart. He is a funny, funny character, speaks his mind unfiltered completely, but he is down deep. He is a sweetheart. I've played golf with him before. He was good before he got bad, John. We had this really cool event. Let me just finish this real quickly. And we were in, in Muirfield Village, and the NBA and the PGA Tour got together and we played an event. And I got to play with Charles. I got to play with Doc Rivers, Herbie Williams. We had it a couple years. And it was fun to get to cross sports with those guys.
I bet it was. I bet.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so we got that interview with Stan. It's really fun. And you know, Stan's had some health issues. You're going to hear it in his voice and things like that. But gosh, he's got the heart of a lion, and he's got so many things aligned to us, John, growing the game of golf, loving the game of golf, being appreciative and so grateful, you know, for the game and what it's done for us and our families. And, so it's really cool. I've gotten myself completely off topic today. I didn't thank Jeff Thornhill, didn't tell the folks to keep the information coming about the TP5 golf balls. We give away a dozen each week. And this is the last week, the 52nd week of the year that, we have completed our mission, so to speak. Pearl, it feels pretty good. And I'm just going to announce it right now. It's Rich Tucker. Rich Tucker, you won the last. And Pearlie, I know you're disappointed. 0-52 again. What's that feel like? 0-52.
Well, 0-52 again means I'm 0-for more than that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It doesn't feel that good.
216. You're 0-216.
I'm looking hard in my stocking this year. I know it's going to happen. I just know it's going
to
happen.
I don't know. I think I'll have to give you Jeff's number. Now, so anyway, we appreciate the Jeff Thornhill. And guys, send me an email, jay@jdelsingolf.com. Hopefully, we're going to continue that right on through to 2023 and a lot more. We've had some fun, Pearl, with some remotes that we've done. We've done some remotes at Wild Crush. Folks, you got to come by Wild Crush if you want to have a cocktail, a glass of wine. It's out in town and country. A fun little place to get a cocktail. And so we've done some remotes there. We've done a remote at the loading dock with the Allens up in Alton, Illinois. Great spot. And so forth. So, Pearl, that is going to wrap up the front nine. I mean, that's going to wrap up the underage segment. We are going to tip our cap, and I am tipping my cap to the people that represent the tip of the cap and that sponsor the tip of the cap, and that's Colin and his team, Brandy, and all the great folks over at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. They have been with us from the very beginning. They're terrific people. Pearl, I'm honking this all the time. Tell the folks just briefly about your experience with Colin and Brandy and that whole team over there.
It was good. It was easy. It was actually during the middle of the rainstorm. I got to turn it. I am not a car shopping guy. So I saw something I wanted online. I showed up. They had it ready for me. I signed over a little bit of cash and I got to drive away. I absolutely loved it. I think I had one question or issue after I left. They took care of it in about 2 seconds. It was fun. It was easy, and I'm still enjoying my truck.
So it's 314-966-0303. And I got to tell you, folks, when Furley talks about it, not a car shopper, I can remember years back, not only I think you had instructed the great Sally Perlis to go in there, and they weren't allowed to ask a question, right? Or something like that. What was it?
That's true. I said, I'll buy this car, but if you ask me a question, they try to sell me anything, I'll out. And he said, don't you want to drive the car? I said, is there something wrong with it?
Is that a question?
Exactly. And so the bottom line is, I wrote him a check. I walked out of there and never to be seen again.
Oh, my God. So, folks, I wouldn't recommend that. But if that's the way you want to roll, Colin will take care of you. 314-966-0303. Colin, Dean Team, thank you so much for the support. Merry Christmas, you guys. Happy New Year's. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with the interview with Stan Utley. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I love having Doherty Business Solutions as the title sponsor of the Golf with Jay Delsing show. You already know that they're the number one largest IT consulting firm and the largest software developer in the St. Louis region. You also know that there are over 2,500 Doherty teammates in 30 states and 3 countries around the world. But what you may not be aware of is what Doherty Business Solutions does right here in our own community. They were the sponsor for the first Advocate PGA event at Glen Echo this past September. Doherty Business Solutions was also a presenting sponsor of the Ascension Charity Classic. They have created Access Point, which builds diversity in the IT workforce. This is a game changer in our community. Literally, hundreds of mostly young African-American women are getting $50,000 to $60,000 per year jobs right out of high school. And that training begins in high school. Doherty Business Solutions believes talent is equally distributed, but access to that opportunity is not. Ron Doherty, our founder at Doherty Business Solutions, is the chair of the 2023 Heart Ball, supporting the local American Heart Association Foundation. These are just a few examples of the positive things Doherty Business Solutions is doing right now in our community. How would you like access to 90 holes of golf? Well, that's what happens when you join at Whitmore Country Club. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. And guess what? No cart fees included in that deal. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, 2 large pool complexes, 3 tennis courts. Year-round social calendar includes holiday parties, picnics, date nights, live music. They even have a kids club for your children and much, much more. There's junior golf, junior tennis, and swim teams available. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, and they have a wonderful staff. If you get out there, you got to poke your head in the golf shop and say hello to my friend Bummer. He is a terrific guy, and he will help you with your game and show you around. And don't forget, there are golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, and couples events available all year round. Visit WhitmoreGolf.com.
That's WhitmoreGolf.com.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing for golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf. Log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com. The front nine is coming up.
After my knee replacement, I was able to swing the golf club again without any pain. SSM Health Physical Therapy guided me through the rehab process, and when I was ready, one of their specially trained KVS certified physical therapists put me on the 3D motion capture system. It was awesome. They evaluated my posture, alignment, and the efficiencies of my swing. They gave me golf-specific exercises to help make my swing more efficient and repeatable. Call 800-518-1626. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
Folks, are you in the market for some additional protection for your ride? You need to call my friends at Vehicle Assurance. Their number is 866-341-9255. Sherry Fain is the owner and president, and she and her team are committed to helping you with your unexpected auto repair bills. They are committed to finding the right protection for you, your budget, and your family. They only work with the top vehicle service providers in the country. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve. That's Vehicle Assurance, 866-341-9255 for a free quote. 866-341-9255.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Jay and John are here, and we're headed to the front nine, and it's brought to you, like always, by the Ascension Charity Classic. The 2023 version is going to be September 5th through 10th at Norwood Hills, defending champion Padre Carrington, and folks, it's going to be great. Don't forget about Darty Business Solutions, because they are sponsoring the APGA event. It's not going to be the same week as the Ascension Charity Classic, but stay tuned. We'll get you details for that. And we are going to go to this first half of my interview with Stan Utley. Stan is from West Plains, Missouri, lives out in Scottsdale now, teaches at Greyhawk, and right now he's getting a lot of accolades about the fix for Charles Barkley. So let's go to the first half of that interview. My dear old friend, Stan Utley. Stan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I feel like we officially fit the title of old.
Oh, my gosh. We are old. That is for sure, for sure. So we're going to talk about your great PGA Tour career and your teaching career. But one of the things I want to reminisce a little bit about with you is growing up together. I think I'm 62 years old, Utz. I think I've known you for probably close to 45 years or so. I mean, the junior golf in Columbia, Missouri, and all around the state. I mean, we've been kind of whacking golf balls with each other for almost 45 years.
It's pretty incredible. And I would say we knew of each other a long time ago as juniors. We really grew up in two different worlds, though, because you're from St. Louis. I played my golf in West Plains, Missouri, a couple hundred miles apart. It was a big deal when I came to Columbia to play the state junior. I didn't get outside of my little bubble very often. And I do remember I think you can clean up the details, but I specifically remember you playing in the state high school in St. Joe, Missouri. Does that sound right?
I did. I remember playing there. I don't remember playing particularly well.
I remember you winning, so let's just leave it at that.
I like the way you're moving.
These stories do not have to be accurate.
Oh gosh, if anyone's listened to my show, they know that Pearlie and I get somewhere around the details. That's about it. But you know, Utz, when I think about growing up and playing the game, we both love the game. One of our missions is to continue to grow the game. And I think about how much the game itself, Stan, has grown since we were kids, and it's just magnificent, isn't it?
It really is, and I think you played golf. I played golf because I wasn't good enough at basketball. And it's grown to a point where there are really good athletes who pick golf
first instead of picking golf second. And I think, you know, that's a cool place the game has grown. And then it's become so strong and popular that people are purposeful to give juniors a chance that might not have had a chance way back when.
No, I mean, I think that's one of the special things. You know, Stan, one of the things I tell people all the time, I feel so fortunate to have fallen in love with the game, and the game has provided, and I think you can say the same thing, your two kids, your wife Elena, my four kids, and college and high schools and trips and the people we've met. I mean, how did we get this lucky, man?
Especially, you know, I think about from where I grew up, and you know, I thinking about this phone call, I think about my mentors. And one of my questions to you was, who influenced you at your kind of early stages of realizing, hey, I want to get good at this? Were they pros or amateurs?
A little bit of both. I had a man named Ed Griffiths, who was the head pro at Norwood when I began caddying in 1973. And in 1975, I think, Stan, or six, he gave me my first lesson ever. I mean, I went to UCLA, Stan, and I think I had two lessons in my whole life before I went to college.
I was curious about that because I was offered to be mentored to by Mr. Lanning, who was from Rolla, Missouri, when I was 13. So from the time I was basically 14 till I was out of college, my biggest influence in my game was an amateur. And then he had his friends that were amateurs also coach me. I would go to Poplar Bluff and see Jim Parkins for wedge play. And my career took off as a teacher because of my putting coaching. Well, really, Mr. Lanning had a person I know you knew very well, Jim Tom Blair from St. Louis, give me the putting lesson that changed my life for lots of reasons.
You know what? It's interesting because Jim Tom Blair was an influence on me too. I caddied for him some. We got to play together, and he talked to me about things that no one else had ever talked to me about. And Jim Tom Blair, and you know, he was a great player. And I remember Mr. Lanning. I remember Buddy Godwin, and some of the guys. You know, when you start talking about different parts of Missouri, there's some unbelievable amateurs that have come out of there and played the game at high levels.
There really is. And Jim Tom, legend in my mind, and I've seen some old records, he played quite a bit of tour golf as an amateur. And they said he was friends with Mr. Hogan. So the fact that he probably didn't tell you that, but you caddied for him and pulled some of that information, you wouldn't even know you were getting it as a kid, but I bet you heard it.
Oh, definitely. I remember one time we traveled together. We went and played. Do you remember the old tournament, the Phil Cotton tournament down in Columbia?
That really well. Richard Poe put that on for years, and he was the golf coach at Missouri as well as the head pro at Country Club of Missouri.
And Stan, I felt like as we got older, the Country Club of Missouri was kind of the hub for all of golf in the Midwest. Not only just Missouri, but, you know, from Kansas and Iowa and Arkansas, because John Daly would come up from Arkansas, and players would come all over the place and play at CC Mo.
And, you know, my argument would be that was Richard Poe's fault.
Right.
Because Richard was, he still is, he's just an incredible guy, and he pursued excellence, The club was a really nice golf course for our area. And he put on the Phil Cotton and the Missouri Open both. One kind of early summer, one late summer. And those were the tournaments to play in if you were a Missouri golfer.
No, there's no question. And then, Utz, you wind up going to the University of Missouri, and so you get to play for Richard.
And, you know, where I grew up, I did not get recruited to play college golf. There wasn't one school called me except for Richard offered me a chance to be at Missouri. Because I had no exposure out in the world. And when I got to Missouri, Richard coached because he loved Missouri and he loved the program. But he was the full-time director of golf at Country Club. So golf practice, that wasn't something that was very structured. He just gave you a chance to be on the team. But he was so well-liked out in the world of college golf that we did play the best tournaments. So the fact that I got to go be on the team and then go play in the tournaments against the best college players was really what allowed me to see how to get better.
It's so true, isn't it, Stan? I can remember going to I remember qualifying up for a U.S. Junior a couple of times and then eventually a U.S. Amateur. But when you got that exposure, I remember the very first tournament I ever played in was the Little People's Tournament in Quincy, Illinois. And so my parents drove us over to Illinois, and I was just so excited. And then all of a sudden you see these kids from all over California, Florida, Texas, you know, coming to Quincy, Illinois to play in this thing. And it was really kind of eye-opening to get a sense for where you kind of sat in the world, so to speak.
Right. How did they know to get to Quincy?
Exactly. Exactly. Because that tournament, it meant something. And the people of Quincy, they did a good job. And this is back, folks, you got to remember, there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's no Twitter, there's none of this other stuff. It was all word of mouth, and it was all grassroots people caring and giving a damn about the game and putting things on for junior golf.
I know my brother, John, who's 5.5 years younger than I am, he played in that tournament. But when I come up, we didn't even know that existed.
I'm not even sure, Stan, how we found it. And this is Golf with Jay Delsing, and I'm visiting with the great Stan Utley. And Stan, we are talking about, you know, when you start thinking about our careers and thinking about Little People's, getting to play for University of Missouri and getting to play for UCLA, our lives could have been a lot different, man. This game has had such a huge impression on us.
I sometimes joke, can you imagine the people that we have in our cell phones?
It's incredible.
Like, you just talked about interviewing Bob Costas. Like, you have his cell phone. The average guy where we grew up didn't get the opportunity to meet him.
And it's because it's
on,
of the game.
It's on and on and on.
It really is.
The places that I still get to go play, because I don't get to go play there because I play great golf. I get to go play there because I have friends that belong there.
That's right. You know, Stan, when I talk to people, the thing that keeps coming back to me with such gratitude is exactly what we're talking about. We have developed from no real sense of our own being good at it necessarily, but we have developed an incredible network because the game is a uniter, and it's we're at a tough time in the game right now with Liv and Greg Norman trying to blow this thing up. But this game is a uniter of people. They get together. They spend their money. They raise untold millions of dollars for those in need. And that's what differentiates golf from the other sports, Dan.
It truly is. And you rarely have bad experiences with the people you're encountering at golf. There's always the exception, but it's an addicting game. It's a game we're always dreaming about getting better at. And I think that attracts quality people.
We have to talk a little bit about your career. You have a distinction. You still hold the record on the PGA Tour for the fewest number of putts in nine holes. You took six putts over nine holes. You got to tell us about that.
Well, the way I like to tell it, to circle the other way around, Jay, I feel like I have two records. The other record really isn't spoken about. Because if you do the math on six putts, and I tell you the score I shot for that nine holes, I feel like I have the most shots ever hit from off the green in nine holes to shoot under par.
What did you shoot that nine?
Because think about how bad you have to play to have six putts, and I only shoot one under.
You shot one under par with six putts. How many putts did you?
That's a lot of shots.
It is a lot of shots. How many balls did you knock in off the green with a putter, but just wasn't on the surface?
One.
Wow.
So it was in Vancouver. You were probably playing that week. It was about 2003, I think. And I went to the tournament with a bad back. I'd been moving some furniture and got in as an alternate, and just my game was a wreck. And Friday morning I came out, and I think I holed a bunker shot on maybe the fourth hole, third or fourth hole. Then I made a putt from off the green on the par three. And I got around to seven, and I made another bunker shot. It was a really hard bunker shot, too. And I'm walking to 8T, and I realize I've only got four putts. So I go down eight, and it's a driver and a wedge hole, but I drive it so deep in the rough that I don't think I can get over the bunker, over the water. There's a little pond between me and the green. So I literally chip back in the fairway, short side my wedge, miss the green on the chip, and then get up and down for double with a one putt. I'm like, I got five putts now. All I got to do is one putt the next hole.
Were you aware of the record?
No, I had no idea, but I'm thinking, this ain't very many putts.
Right.
So the ninth hole was a long par three, downwind, the wind's blowing pretty good. And I remember I hit a nine wood to 6 feet, and I made the six footer to have six putts. And I knew I had six putts on that hole. I got back to one under with my birdie on nine.
And then what'd you shoot on the back nine? How'd it go back there?
Well, the bad news was I started hitting some greens, so I missed the 18-hole record, and I missed the cut.
Oh, man.
But I was so, you know, I was just savvy enough to ask a tour official or somebody in the media. I said, is there a record for the least amount of putts in nine holes? And about 20 minutes later, this guy came and got me and took me into the media room. I got interviewed. Because the old record was seven and I'd had six.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. So Stan, let's talk a little bit about the transition that you made from playing into the teaching world. Because I can remember sitting down having dinner with you. We were in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and we were talking just about this, about making a transition.
Well, when you play the tour, with the skills that I played.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed the first half. That's going to wrap up the front nine. Don't go anywhere. John and I are going to kick off the back nine and the second half of the Stan Utley interview with more golf with Jay Delsing.
Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency right here in St. Louis that specializes in providing personalized coverage for the client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand that you and your life do not fit in a simple box. So guess what? Neither should your insurance coverage. Go to powersinsurance.com or call 314-725-1414 and ask for Tim Davis. That's powersinsurance.com. Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Good Sportsmanship will be back in St. Louis with the return of PGA Tour champions at the 2023 Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. This year, Patrick Harrington took the Champions Trophy, but the real winners were again local St. Louis charities. Together with our corporate sponsors and fans, we were able to donate over $1 million to those who need it most. Thank you, St. Louis, and join us at historic Norwood Hills Country Club September 5th through the 10th for the third annual Ascension Charity Classic. Thank you, St. Louis.
Hi, this is Peter Jacobson, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I want to tell you about a family-owned and operated golf business that's been right here in St. Louis for over 40 years. I'm talking about Pro-Am Golf Center. That's right, Pro-Am Golf Center. I know you know the name, but I'm not sure you know what they really have to offer. They have everything a seasoned golfer like myself could need, all the way down to what a beginner would want. Pro-Am Golf Center has the lowest price in the area for custom club fitting. I just went and visited CJ. He is terrific. If you call them now, mention my name, Jay Delson, you will receive a discount on that already low club fitting price. Their number is 314-647-8054. Ask for CJ, or you can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. That's proamgolfusa.com.
Hey, welcome back. Jay and John are here, and Golf with Jay Delsing is here. And we are headed to the back nine, and the back nine is brought to you by CJ and the folks at Pro-Am Golf Centers. John, CJ, rock star, club fitter, human being, loves this stuff. I just sent two more people this past week to get fitted, and 314-647-8054. You got fitted this year, Pearl. I got fitted this year, and you are absolutely seeing some of the positive results from your fitting, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need a chip fit into my brain as well, though. So I'm going to go back to him for that at some point.
CJ is not a miracle worker. He only deals with clubs. When it comes to the brain, I've asked him. I'm like, can you do anything for the upstairs? He's like, there is no upstairs. You need to just keep going. Anyway, so thank you to Pro-Am Golf Centers for the support. Merry Christmas to the DeGrand family. Great people. Todd, Ryan, Tom, everybody, Craig over there. They're just great folks. Guys, we're going to go to the second half of that Stan Utley interview. I hope you enjoy it.
I would say the most common question you get from back home is, what are you going to do when this doesn't work? Because I wasn't all that good. And I knew that I did not want to be the golf professional that stood behind the counter. Because I saw those guys as, they really had a selfless job. They worked hard serving the people at the clubs and all the members. But I did say I thought I might want to teach someday. And, you know, the big picture was I felt like God honored that. He knew I needed a job, and he put things in order that my teaching career would blossom. But, you know, the big – giant breakthrough for me was, I'll back up a little bit. Two things really happened. One, we were always helping our buddies. That's just the nature of the game. And my buddies would ask me for short game tips. So I was kind of always teaching, but I wasn't charging. I wasn't thinking of myself as a teacher. You're just helping your buddies. But looking really, I was always teaching. And there came a time where Elena, my wife, and my two little babies were watching me give a guy some putting green, waiting on me to come get in the car and take them to dinner. And they declared when I got in the car that they would wait on me if I was practicing. And they would wait on me if I was teaching the guy that was trying to beat me tomorrow. But if that was the case, he had to pay.
I love that idea.
When I told people that my wife told me I had to charge, I was shocked at the people who would started asking me for help because they didn't feel like they were infringing on my time. They were actually paying for my time. And that really transitioned. Even though I was playing full time, I had people that weren't my buddies asking for help.
And that's the respect, Sam. That's the respect that you earned through the years of playing and the way that you handled yourself. 100%. Right. I'm telling you that.
But the giant breakthrough was I'm having barbecue on our close friend's picnic table, Dillard Pruitt's house in Greenville, actually in Traveler's Rest. This is in 2001, and Jay Haas and I are sitting next to each other eating barbecue. And Jay asked me what I was up to. I shared I was teaching a little bit. Before I knew it, I was out in the yard with a 6-iron, and he was making putting strokes, and I was giving him a tip. And literally his success, based on me helping him a little bit with his putting, changed my whole course of my career.
Well, what a great career Jay Haas has had, and what a nice man, Dillard Pruitt's brother-in-law, Jay married Dillard's sister Jan, and that Haas family is—they've got some stories and got some talent, all the way from Bob Golby all the way down to Jerry, who's coaching down at Wake Forest University.
Pretty incredible. Did you know Mr. Golby?
I sure did. I was privileged enough. I have him on the show, Stan, and I was invited to his celebration of life. You know, unfortunately, we lost him this past year. And Stan, what a thrill it was to go over to St. Clair Country Club where he used to hang out. And I got to see the Masters trophy, his green jacket, hang out with Kyle and Kevin, and Dillard came in town. And it was so, so special to be included in that golf fraternity. And it's just another instance, Stan, where, you know, our lives could have gone a lot of different ways, but I'll just speak for myself. I'm the luckiest guy around. I mean, you and I are talking golf right now, and we're in our early 60s, and I still love it.
Still paying. I told somebody the other day, I live my dream every day. Like, think about how many people can say that about their careers.
I feel the same way, Stan. It's pretty amazing. So let's talk about this now. You've had something. I mean, you've been getting a lot of publicity lately for your Charles Barkley encounter. You got to tell the folks a little bit about this, because he is your best asset and ally right now, man. He is loving how you've helped him find his game again.
Well, I go back to God's got quite a sense of humor that when he would put me on the map for teaching the guy with the best, worst swing in golf, and I'm a short game coach. But I think everybody that's tried to help anybody with golf had an idea of what they would tell Charles if they got a chance to teach him. You know, I remember sitting around with my buddies that are teachers, and everybody's thinking, well, you know, man, I could fix him. But he and I bumped into each other at a charity event Tom Lehman was hosting several years back. And I just said, hey, Charles, I'd love to watch you hit some sometime. And he kind of gave me that line. I've seen everybody. And I think I gave him back, what's one more?
Love it.
And sure enough, two or three days later, he came to Greyhawk where I teach, and me and my son kind of tag teamed him, me and Jake. And, you know, I feel like I understand what I told him better now than I did when I told him what I did back then. But he would pull the handle down so aggressive and so far that there was no chance for the club head to circle back the way it got to the top. And I simply showed him what his wrist needed to do from the start of the downswing to get the club head circling again. One of the things I show people is when you make a backswing from the start of the backswing to basically parallel to the ground, with the shaft, the club head travels away from the target. But the last half or more than half of the backswing, the club head itself is actually traveling back and getting closer to the target. You picture that in your mind?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, if you pull straight down on the grip, the club head can't circle back away from the target when it starts down. And when I showed him how to send the club head basically backwards with his wrist, it got better. And then what none of us will know is how hard he's actually worked. I asked him recently, I said, do you work as hard on your golf game as you did your NBA career? And he said, absolutely. He practices golf every day intentionally. So he took a good tip and he dug it out of the dirt. And I'm super proud of him. And just can't be more grateful for how he's catapulted my career as being somebody in the public eye again.
You know what? One of the things too, and you're such a humble guy, but one of the other things that you taught him and told him was how to get the club to take the club back more shut. Because one of the things that he did was flare that club open at the beginning. And that just is, even if you don't drag the handle like he did so aggressively, that's still a recipe to never get the club back square very often, isn't it?
It certainly is. And people, you know, I'm humored by people say a natural swing, because if you've seen as many goofy looking swings as I have, it can't be natural. They wouldn't look so different. But people do some funny twisting on that shaft and that face and take it all different directions. And I will say one thing. I've had a bunch of media ask me how I fixed Charles's mind. And that frustrates me, because his mind is one of the strongest minds in sports history. And hand-eye coordination is beyond exceptional. So although his swing is getting better, you know, the first couple of years I taught him, I would tell people, I said, he doesn't have a good swing, but his hands are so good, he can find contact with the ball pretty square. But when we spent a couple hours doing the Golf Digest photo shoot, he literally stood there and striped it for an hour and didn't even take a divot. And I say that positively, because he was releasing the club so shallow at the bottom. He never stuck one shot never stuck the club head in the ground once. Pretty incredible.
And that is a far cry from where he was before, where he gets stuck on his downswing and super, super steep. And that, you know, Oh boy, that was disastrous. So Stan, tell us, so you're teaching at Greyhawk. I'm sure you've got to have a fun story or two that you could share with us.
The thing that I'm amazed at, and one, I really spend very little time with tour players anymore. Like, it's funny, people assume I still teach a lot of tour players. And when my kids went to high school, I kind of stayed home and didn't go to the tour. And then as soon as you quit chasing the tour, it seems like they're less likely to call you. So I teach the average public player almost only these days. And I had the coolest thing happen a couple weeks back. I'm going to embarrass myself because I'm not going to pull this name up. But I had a lady from Portland or from the Oregon area. This is going to kill me because I can't think of her name right off. But I asked her if she played tournament golf. And she was actually giving herself a short game lesson for her 69th birthday. And I dug it out of her. She was slow to tell me this. She had won the ladies U.S. amateur when she was 18. And she had captained the women's Curtis Cup.
Oh my gosh.
And the next day I gave an 8-year-old lesson and I thought, what an incredible job I have to experience a legend and an 8-year-old in the course of a day. And it's so fun,
you know,
teach golf.
It's just a fantastic game. So Stan, how long have you been at Greyhawk?
I just finished my 19th year.
That's incredible. And they do a nice job out there.
Greyhawk maybe runs the best public golf I've ever seen. From the standpoint of how good 36 holes of golf is, the conditions, and I would say any golf club where our food and beverage is unmatched. It's incredible.
And is Del Cochran still involved out there, Stan?
He sure is. He heckled me yesterday.
He's a lover of the game and a grower of the game, and Stan, I so appreciate your time. I so appreciate getting to reconnect with you, and my very best to your family. Gosh, just keep doing what you're doing. And how can people reach out to you, Stan, if they want to set up a lesson or they want to, they're going to be in the Scottsdale area. They can get some wisdom from you.
My website is stanutley.com. Pretty simple. There's a place you can email in and ask for a lesson. And I have a couple of great assistants that will email them back. I found myself better at teaching golf than responding. So I have people help me respond.
I love that idea.
But I'm at Greyhawk basically from mid-October till probably mid-May. And I don't take many days off, so I'm around.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show, Stan, and keep doing what you're doing. And man, and congratulations on the Charles Barkley. I didn't know if that was a fixable thing. All right, Pearl, the Stan Utley interview. Give me a take or two.
Well, the whole thing felt like going down memory lane. You know, through the years that you were involved with him, I would cross paths with him and play in different events and that type of thing. I just love the, I know he's hurting a little bit, but I love the pace of his thinking, his talking, how clear he is, concise he is with things. And what an interesting story to carve out a career after a wonderful playing career on the short game.
This is Golf with Jay Delson. I want to summarize some of the fantastic things that Marcone, your hometown company that is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America, has done this year. We started out with CEO Jim Sowers donating 2 service dogs to the wounded servicemen and women heroes,
in our country. We follow that up with a raffling of two suites at St. Louis Blues home games with Danny Mac and myself, and with all of those proceeds headed to the Backstoppers organization. Lastly, the Marcone First Responder, Military, Police, and Firefighters viewing deck at the Ascension Charity Classic was a huge success. So much so that this idea and model is being implemented at other PGA Tour Champions events. Thank you, Marcone, for your support, and thank you for your tireless giving in our community.
The Legends of Golf return to St. Louis in 2023. You won't want to miss one of the strongest fields in golf. Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Bernard Langer, John Daly, and many more when they compete for the 2023 Ascension Charity Classic title September 5th through the 10th at historic Norwood Hills Country Club. All proceeds benefit area charities. Together, we were able to donate over $1 million to those most in need last year. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I am proud to welcome the Gateway section of the PGA back to my show. Whether you're pulling into your favorite driving range, public golf course, or country club, there is an excellent chance that the staff there is part of the over 300 men and women PGA professionals at over 100 facilities that make up our Gateway section. I grew up watching so many of these fine men and women getting to the golf course at dawn, leaving at dusk, spending their entire day running events, giving lessons, and growing this great game. PGA Reach, Drive, Chip, and Putt, PGA Hope, and the fantastic PGA Junior League are a few of the examples of the programs run by these same PGA professionals. Go to gatewaypga.org to learn more, or to find your next PGA professional for your next lesson, go to pga.com. The Gateway PGA, growing the game we love.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nantz, and you are listening to Golf with my friend, Jay Delson.
I've been looking for over 3 years for the perfect place to be the official 19th hole of the Golf with Jay Delson show, and the search is over. Please welcome the loading dock to the show. What a great place it is. It is located at the confluence of the Mississippi and Illinois rivers in beautiful Grafton, Illinois. Their patio is killer with seating for over 800. And every weekend, the loading dock has the area's best live music. There's no reservations required. They have overnight lodging available. And they also have an ice skating rink in the winter months. And don't forget about the super cool Riverside Flea Market, which happens the fourth weekend of each month from April through October. If you're into antiques and collectibles, you gotta check it out. The Grafton Ferry runs directly from St. Charles County to within steps of our parking lot. Go check out the loading dock and say hello to my buddy Peter Allen. He is a great guy, good golfer, and a lover of the game. Call 618-556-7951 or visit them on the web at graftonloadingdock.com. For more information on their live music schedule, the Riverside Flea Market, and more. The Loading Dock, the new official 19th hole of the Golf with Jay Delson show. Hit them straight, St. Louis.
This has been Golf with Jay Delson. To learn more about Jay and the services he can provide any golfer, visit jaydelsongolf.com. You'll see the latest in golf equipment, get tips from a PGA pro, and you'll learn more about the game of golf. That's jaydelsongolf.com.
Hey, do you like wine? Have you heard about the hottest new wine bar in St. Louis? It's called Wild Crush Wine Bar, and it's located in Town and Country on Clayton Road, just behind the Straub's. Have you ever experienced self-dispensing wine machines? Well, they are here. The only place in St. Louis and most of Missouri that you'll find them, and it's at Wild Crush. You can choose your size of pour, and Wild Crush will pour the freshest wine in the area for you. The organic argon gas system used at Wild Crush keeps this wine pristinely fresh for up to 60 days. So if you're tired of drinking wine that's been open for a few days, come into Wild Crush for the best and freshest wine selection in the area. Go to wildcrushstl.com and come have one with us.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. University of Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy makes bold predictions but doesn't fulfill them, and Ohio State kicker Noah Ruggles misses an opportunity to etch his name in Buckeye lore. Fans love their teams and the players, that is, until they don't. When it comes to finger-pointing, you'll find no greater antagonist than the fan. Why? Because it means more to them, or so they believe. As a former player, nothing angers me more than armchair Charlies accusing the teams of overlooking opponents or blaming players for providing bulletin board material. But leading up to the game, the fan is the one talking the most, boasting the most. When the team is winning, it's a lot of we talk. But when the team loses, it turns into they lost. You will never know what those moments feel like because you didn't put in the work to earn those feelings from those moments. That's the great thing about being part of a team. You win as a team, you lose as a team. We cry, we console our brother. We don't point the finger, we go back to work, back to the early morning workouts, the hill sprints, back to the bloody noses and broken bones. Why? Because it really means more to us. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. And don't forget BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.